Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ho, ho, ho! Greetings, Adventures in Collecting. Santa here, taking a quick break from toy making at the North Pole. You know your passions for collecting warms my heart, like a cup of hot cocoa on a chilly night. Ho, 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 ho! Keep spreading joy and cherishing the magic of discovery. I look forward to hearing about all the wonderful toys the children and grown-ups will want through your show. Even though by the time you all hear this, it will be after I make my yearly journey. Know that I wish you a sleigh full of happiness this holiday season, and a happy new year! Now, where did I put that new Batman toy for that Danhausen boy? Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Are you ready, kids? Get your parents' permission, check your mailbox, and grab your shopping cart. It's time for the Adventures in Collecting podcast.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Dave.
Welcome to Adventures in collecting,
where we talk toy news, culture, and hauls,
along with our journeys as collectors.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Adventures in Collecting.
Hi.
Hello.
Now that everyone is deaf, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Welcome to the annual Adventures in Collecting Ghosts of Christmas Past holiday special. We do have a guest, and this is a guest that you guys, listeners of the show from the very beginning, people who have listened to listening to the show for the very first time, is somebody you already heard. And
I miss a week, and Eric doesn't even let me ask if he wants to bury the lead. I go on vacation.
Well,
Eric's like, format.
Listen, I'm just really excited because Joe has been with us since like literally day one, and this is the first time he's on the show as himself, the wonderful human being.
You may remember Joe from our video visiting the Tamashii Nation's New York store.
Yes. Where could they find that video, Dave?
They could find it on YouTube.
Yeah.
What's the address?
At AIC_podcast, baby.
On YouTube.
Yeah, we're
do that search. Subscribe, like, leave a comment.
We're just throwing caution to the wind. All of the format stuff.
No format.
It's the holiday special.
But Eric, if you wouldn't put the lead on the Yule log.
He's here to tell us all about his log. Voice of the pod.
Are you ready, kids?
Joe, welcome to the show as a guest.
I'm about to reveal this log to everybody right now.
You're just ready to burst. You with the holiday spirit.
Always.
It's everywhere.
Eggnog.
Well, welcome to the show as yourself for the first time. As not a, you know what? We don't need to reveal that much behind the curtain. Welcome to the show as yourself.
As yourself. Just as me. Nobody needs to know everything.
Yeah.
Let's do some magic.
Yeah, it's like we don't need to know what species Yoda is. We don't need to know what Joe does behind the curtain. But let's just say Joe is one hell of a voice actor. We'll put it that way.
Thanks, guys.
He's our favorite voice actor, even one could say. But yeah, so this is the holiday episode. I've lost count of how many of these we've done.
I feel like it's going to be four.
Is it? I guess we did one the first year. So in the Ghosts of Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely did one the first year.
We did. Okay. How zealous of us to think that we'd have more than one.
Back when we had no guests and barely knew what we were doing.
One could argue that we still barely know what we're doing, but we just do it anyway. in the history of our,
when you're looking back on that, those episodes, that early Ghosts of Christmas Past episode, do leave a review.
Sure. I mean, I'd rather them leave a review
help the algorithm. Help the algorithm. Let us show up in more places.
Yeah, the ratings and reviews are the best Christmas gifts that you can give us. Yes, but in the long history of our Christmas episodes, the Ghosts of Christmas Past, we revisit our past Christmases to talk about things from either our childhood or just kind of the past in general that revolve around Christmas. Last year, our special guest for the episode was dear old mom herself. She recounted what it was like to deal with us as children.
And buying toys in the 80s pre Amazon and all your online shopping.
And you know, Dave,
the shopping you did online was waiting in line at the register.
And you know, that's a great point, Dave. Shopping before Amazon is directly connected to what we're going to talk about today, because these items, not necessarily the toys themselves, but these items have become huge collector's items throughout the community. Mm-hmm. In fact, the idea for this episode was inspired by at Battle Armor Dad on Twitter and Instagram. If you don't follow him, do yourself a favor and do it. He has a extensive collection of vintage toy books, so vintage catalogs, holiday catalogs. This was the way growing up that we knew about what was going to be in stores and what was going to be available around the holidays. And you know, a lot of times we would get the catalog and flip to the section with the toys in them and circle things, and that's how we were able to tell old Saint Nick, who, by the way, thank you as always to our good friend at the North Pole, Santa, for sending that little holiday message there in the beginning of the show.
I can't believe you guys get Santa every year. He's so busy.
Some might say he was an early guest.
Yeah, one of our earliest guests, Santa.
How do you guys do it?
It's the magic of Christmas.
Truly. By the way, you talk about shopping before Amazon. You told me we were going to be sitting down and watching Jingle All the Way, and now I'm very upset.
Those are my cookies.
Put the cookie down.
To quote a very, very beloved Christmas movie, Santa, I know him. That's how we get him every year. I know him. He's my good friend Grandma. No, my good friend Santa Claus. But Christmas catalogs, that's what we're going to talk about today. So, current situation, there still are some Christmas catalogs that go out via snail mail, right? So we have
usually get like a Walmart and a Target.
Yep, Walmart's got one. Target's got one, and Amazon has those are the kind of the three that come to mind. Now these are three books, much like, I guess one could say that the probably the most famous toy exclusive holiday catalog was probably Toys R Us the big toy book.
The big toy book or the big holiday toy book, I think, at some point.
Yeah, those were dedicated purely to toys, like the Amazon, Walmart, and Target ones of today. But what's really interesting is, you know, you go back to when we were all kids, and you had JCPenney.
Oh yeah.
Sears.
Wishbook.
The Wish
Book. Oh man, I used to love the Wishbook.
Was what I remember the most.
Even Macy's, basically the department stores, right? Like, and some of the regional, regionally specific department stores too, right? Like they had them. But they weren't all dedicated specifically to toys, right? Like, it was the holiday catalog. So you had to flip through menswear.
Sneakers and bathrobes and
lingerie. All the stuff we weren't circling.
Lingerie.
Every page that there was not a circle on, it was that. Yeah.
Like dishes.
Yeah.
Silverware.
Yep. Bedding.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then there'd be the
Well, actually, no, because you'd go through the kids section for like football jerseys or like pajamas or like
bed sheets,
graphic tees.
Bed sheets. Sometimes you wanted the Batman bed sheets, the 90210 bed sheets.
Oh, definitely. Always the 90210 one.
We had those.
sure did.
The thing that's really cool though about these, and the first thing that I think of personally when I start thinking about these old books.
Didn't they have records in them too? Like records and tapes and stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The entertainment.
I don't remember records and tapes. I remember video games.
There was video games.
Intently.
But like there was a section that had like TVs and VCRs and, home entertainment stuff. But the thing about them that I think of kind of first and foremost was the photography in them. Because, like, people who are, going back to the newer catalogs, like the Amazon, Best Buy, Target, they're literally just kind of those, like, stock glam shots. Like, white background, just, like, the figure, maybe the figure loose and in package. Like, these photos, going back to, like, the Sears, like, Wish Book and stuff, were elaborate. Like, I mean, like, if there was a playset available, it was the playset, and it was like set up in like an atmosphere with the figures, and like it was like the coolest way to imagine the play setup of these. I'm thinking about like the Masters of the Universe ones. Like it's usually like a kid in a sweater, like standing behind a table with like Skull Mountain set up in front of him, and all the figures like on like the ground in front of it, and. Yeah.
Nobody and it was generally like somebody who worked there's kid.
Yep. Yeah. The art of these toy catalogs, like going back, is one could say has definitely inspired a lot of the toy photography that that we see out there today. Like this is. Early. Nice. Dave is currently showing off. Was that the Beatles or the Monkees?
That's just four dudes.
Oh, just four dudes.
I definitely urge people to go back to the 90s Wish Book image search because
it's like great. The 60s.
Like the 90s one with all the neon jackets in the sled. Oh man, that's great. 91. Gotta bring that back. Let's bring back those neon coats.
Like, come on. Like, look at this. This picture right here is of. I'm trying to see what 1984. This is 1984 JCPenney. They actually were allowed to, in this book, pose the Kenner Superpowers and Mattel Secret Wars figures together.
Oh, like, that's so good.
Like cross-selling the two of them in scale, fighting each other. Like you have like Superman getting tortured by Brainiac, and you have Batman and Spider-Man teaming up to like take on the Joker.
And that's the Secret Wars playset.
Yeah, and it's the Secret Wars playset. Like you could you imagine that today if somebody tried to like put like Marvel Legends figures and WWE elites in the same picture and like have them fighting each other and put that in a Wish Book?
No.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Like there's definitely one that speaks to you guys immensely. I just found 1981 Sears Wish Book. It is just a splash page of Star Wars. They've they've got AT-ATs. They've got the snow speeders. They've got a lot of lens flare. It's a lot of lens flare going on.
Well, the other thing too is like, so I want to say things were a lot more regional back in the early to mid 80s. Like, you know, something like a Remco AWA figure wasn't going to be somewhere where it wasn't on TV.
Yeah.
Right. Or like starting lineup figures as you got to the late 80s. The ones that were on the shelves here when they first started were the Mets, the Yankees, the Knicks, the Nets, you know, the Giants, the Jets. So like teams you didn't, unless it was like a Michael Jordan or somebody along those lines, teams that weren't in the area, like you weren't getting LA Rams. So, starting lineup figures here, or you weren't going to see, you know, Chicago Cubs or the Texas Rangers or anything like that, because
they would be in their regional JCPenney. They
would be in the Wish Book. Yeah. Everybody was in the Wish Book. So that's how I would get to see, oh, like I want Michael Jordan, or I want, you know, Mark McGwire, or I want Jose Canseco or whomever. You know, I want Joe Montana because I wouldn't have seen them on the shelves. Every once in a while, as they got later on in starting lineup, you started to see more famous players outside of their playing city. But otherwise, like for those first couple of years, you didn't see them here. Like if I wanted Magic Johnson, the Wish Book was how I got to see what the figure looked like and be like, I want this guy.
Now that's fascinating because, right, like going back to starting lineups, a great example of this that was like sort of a region locked line, right? Makes sense. Same way that like, you know, jerseys on the shelf, like you get, you know, the regionally specific, you know, teams that like your Dick's Sporting Goods or, you know, whatever your local clothing, you know, like sports stores and Modell's and all those stores are gone now, but, you know, and then you'll get like a couple of the famous guys, like you'll see like our, you know, like you said, like those kind of transcendent players that cross markets.
Yeah, but, like I could get all the LTs I wanted here, but if I wanted Mike Singletary, like I had to get Sears Wish Book.
But that was the other thing too, is like the cross sell on the back of them. They didn't like, were they advertised on the cross sell? I don't remember.
Because it was a big checklist on the back. Here's who's available.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't know what they looked like. I didn't know what stance they were in or anything along those lines.
Now, do you remember taking like, cause I have specific memories, but like, you know, while we're still on the topic of the starting lineup and like you said, the Wish Book, like, do you remember taking stuff to like mom and dad, like with like a pen or a marker and going like, this is the one.
Oh yeah. It would be circle who you want. So it was that and like wrestlers.
Awesome. Yeah. Now they I don't know if
He-Man,
if you guys got the most recent Amazon one, but they actually give you stickers now. There's like a tear out book inside the Amazon one, and it's like
weird.
Put stickers next to the ones that you want.
Oh, wow. That's
I gave them to my wife and I said, take these to your students. Do you give them to them as as prizes?
Give them
stickers.
Take these stickers. Bezos stickers.
take these Bezos bucks.
But yeah, I thought that was like a clever little
I'm surprised question. It hadn't been. I'm sure it's been done before, but like not in a noticeable way.
But you know, you go back to some of these, you know, these ones from like the 80s and 90s, and it's amazing, like these the larger toy lines. So, you know, Joe, you mentioned like Star Wars, but like even like, you know, Masters of the Universe, or like when there were Rambo figures, like My Little Pony, they had full spreads. So like there would just be like the Star Wars page. And when you're flipping through, it's like, oh, like the Ewok village is there in the Sears book. And it's got all the figures posed out. And then like usually on either the far right or far left, depending on the page layout, is just like a huge column, just text with checkbox with like empty squares. Right. So that way you could check the one that you want. And yeah, I highly recommend if you're listening to this episode and you are you are extremely confused as to what these books look like. I did mention Battle Armor Dad, and as I'm sitting here talking about this, I'm flicking through his Instagram feed. Definitely check out his feed, but also, I mean, if you just search year Seer's Wish Book, you'll get a pretty good idea of what these look like. And now I'm starting to get the itch of like going back and like looking at certain years and seeing if I can pick up some of these books, because like I would love like a mid 90s one with like the Power of the Force relaunch figures in there.
Yeah, because the only time I like Star Wars was basically long gone in my wish book height.
Yeah,
like I remember Jedi briefly being in the store.
So Star Wars 1995, or 1995 JCPenney, Star Wars has the Millennium Falcon on it, and it's like full page.
That's perfect. Perfect. The Toys R Us like big books though, like when those used to come in, that was it.
Oh, it was all like an event.
All bets were off. I circled the Power Wheels for years. It was a Batman Powers for years. Never got it. Very upset. I want one now. I won't fit. Still want it.
Which was the Power Wheels that you wanted? Like, which was the one?
I'm trying to remember which Batman one it was. It was like a full on Batmobile. But oh, I don't remember awesome. Which Batmobile it was. And I'm like, I could be driving around and fighting crime as a child. I would do it.
Now you could do it as an adult.
Yeah.
If I had Bruce Wayne money, I could. I don't have Bruce Wayne money. I am looking at a Toys R Us big book. There's a Crime Busters page that has Batman Forever figures, but they also mixed in Batman Returns figures and a Jurassic Park T-Rex.
Perfect.
All on the Crime Busters page. It's pretty amazing.
That's perfect. Crime Busters.
Crime Busters. And then they show off a camcorder for children.
I remember that. I love that.
You remember the camcorder?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was around the same time that like the Talkboy was really taken off, and like there were like consumer electronics targeting children was
hey kids, we're home early.
was like a thing. Oh man, there really was. I this is the first time I've ever seen this before, but there was like an 89 style Batman Power Wheels like ride on thing.
Oh man, it was so they're so good. Man, years great. I kept going like, no, I want this Power Wheels. My dad, I guess, was just like, nah, you can't have it, too expensive.
So the one that you're thinking of though isn't the one I remember. The one I remember was the PXL 2000.
PXL 2000.
It was like a VCR.
Late 80s. And it was basically just shot in black and white.
Sweet.
On audio cassette.
Okay.
I do like the way that they scanned in one of these pages. They have a Virtual Boy. And it just says, bargains you can't. But it doesn't say you can't miss. It just says, bargains you can't.
Because the miss was on the other, on the other half.
Bargains you can't. A $30 Virtual Boy. I'd pay $30 to go blind.
Remember that? Here's a great page of...
It's so good.
From 1993, they're like G2 Transformers and a RoboCop.
Perfect crossover.
Like they had a square for a 12-inch tall battery operated RoboCop. The other thing that's wild about these,
so, needs to make a RoboCop.
So this is the 1993 JCPenney. By the way, highlighted on this RoboCop is says, quote, drugs are trouble.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me. It's drugs are trouble.
Drugs are trouble.
So is that like a RoboCop 3 branded one?
So it's 1993. It just says RoboCop. It was $20, which for everyone that says like, you know, prices are out of control, for a 12-inch tall two AAA battery RoboCop that makes sound, that would still probably be $20 today.
What year was that?
93.
You think that would still be $20
today? RoboCop 2.
I think so.
I don't know. I feel like maybe 30.
maybe 30.
Yeah. Comes with the battery.
No, that's RoboCop 3. That came out in November 93. That
Is that 3? Yeah. But he dealt with the drugs in 2, not whatever.
Yeah, maybe it's Listen, I don't know.
Drugs are bad.
So says RoboCop.
New Detroit. In New Detroit, drugs are bad.
And remember, it's Nuke.
Nuke, yeah. The thing that's crazy about this page, though, is nowhere on it does it say, like, Hasbro Transformers. And also, it has Transformers as two words, which I've never in my life seen before. It's trans space formers.
Very progressive.
Very progressive. Hey.
For the 90s.
roll out in style. It was G2 after all. But nowhere on here does it say the manufacturer of any of these. Like, it doesn't say Hasbro. I mean, obviously we know it's Hasbro for the Transformers, but I have no idea who made this. It just says imported from China.
Huh.
But it says that for the Transformers too. Transformers.
We're all like flipping through these pages, right? And I'm hoping the listeners, when they do this, they're going to be like, oh man, I got to look this stuff up too. But you know, I found a French Wish book and the like, randomly, and now it has a RoboCop Batman splash page.
Hey, he's one of those characters that could just kind of fit in.
And it's anywhere. RoboCop speaking French.
Part
Toy Island made the 1990. It's an 8-inch talking RoboCop.
12-inch talking RoboCop.
Toy Island.
Oh, that was. I actually remember the Toy Island figures too.
Toy. Yeah, I'm looking at Toy Island RoboCop now.
But yeah, like, I mean, just look, like, you look at some of these right now. We're looking at
Cowabunga dudes.
We're looking at it's the Playmates, how the Technodrome playset would connect to the sewer playsets. Yeah, they made the little connection there. But like, you look at these mm-hmm. pictures, these dioramas that are set up, and it's literally like, you know, what NECA is doing now, like how they're staging the modern, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle retro figures, but like the setup is like there. Like, you could tell
it'd be in somebody's house.
It's a blue background with a skyline.
No, but I just mean like with like the sidewalk. Like, oh, you okay. can see they have like the foam sidewalk, and like then they have the street, and then like, you know, like city. Like the method of how these toys were presented to us as like children is informing the adults that are now making the toys. And it's,
but what's
like,
what's funny is like, we would do our best to recreate.
Oh yeah.
What we saw in the catalog.
I can specifically remember with one of the Bat Caves. I think it was actually the 3-tier Bat Cave, the one from Batman mm-hmm. Forever. I can specifically remember after getting it and having it, you know, put together and everything, going back to the catalog and setting up the figures the way that they were in the catalog, like that was how it was like displayed and left when I wasn't playing with it. Like, it had to be the way that it was presented in the catalog. Like, I could vividly remember doing that.
It's funny. I had like no patience as a kid, but like when you asked like, hey, could you put this together for me? I'm like, sure.
Oh, there's a sticker sheet involved?
There's a sticker sheet involved? Okay. Well, let's let the clumsiest person in the house do this.
I'll spend the next 2 hours meticulously putting on these stickers for you, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, older brother.
And I'll make sure the TV screens in the Batcave are exactly how they are on the box. Because there's no number as to which one should go in which.
Yep. Oh man, those
I used to do that myself.
Those were such good sets, such good sets. Now, the other thing too that, you know, is kind of note about these wish books and these catalogs is sometimes the figures that were in the catalogs never got made. there are,
where in one case only came out in Canada.
Yeah, there are. Well, talk about that. Talk about that.
Well, I wanted the blank for years. That's really what it boils down to.
Yep. Yep, the spoiler, the Dick Tracy spoiler. Yeah, there were times where, you know, prototypes and stuff, and like, you know, there are countless podcasts and other our other friends in toy journalism that have covered these things, but like, you know, and some of them actually own prototypes, like, you know, Matt Cardona and the like own prototypes that were featured in the catalog, but you know, either changed once they made it to production because it was like an early sample that they used for photography, or, you know, figures that fell into the ranks of unreleased figures. But, you know, it's one of those things where I like, you kind of take it for granted now that, you know, all of the major toy companies kind of like feed us the latest pictures. Like, we don't have to like hunt for them. They're made available. That you can kind of look at any time. To Joe's point, like specifically with the Wish book and the Toys R Us big toy book, like it was an event getting these things. Like, it was like, clear the schedule. the toy book's here.
And then, so like, obviously first handful of years of my life, like I could just circle whatever. Then we didn't we use like two different color pens or two different color markers or something?
Yep.
Which was great with a dad who's colorblind.
Yes. Yes. But, very helpful. Very helpful. Well, in all fairness though, we didn't have a lot of crossover, and the areas where we did crossover, like say wrestling figures, we kind of knew that they were all going to the same like pool. So
no, for especially early on for like Mattels and Galoobs, there were two.
Oh, yeah, that going back that far, yeah.
You played significantly rougher.
Yeah, I did.
And which is weird because I'd like make up like cassette tape cases or tables and stuff. But like somehow my figures were like less beat up.
I also liked to customize my figures. Like, I liked drawing on them and making them other people. I did that with G.I. Joes a lot.
Me and my best friend did that with some figures. We would pop heads off and put things together, and yeah. I melted figures together. I was a real Sid sometimes when I was a kid. I was like, let's melt it. Let's put it together.
Let's combine these two figures together forever.
let's take this Scooby-Doo head and put it on a G.I. Joe.
What would that figure sound like, Joe?
Ooh. Oh. Depends on which G.I. Joe.
Was pretty close, though.
Scooby-Doo head. Scooby-Doo head on Cobra Commander, go.
Oh, God. Destro, you're out of the van. Hooray!
Perfect. Perfect. Nailed it.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This segment is brought to you by our friends at Chubsy Wubsy Toys. A traditional mom-and-pop toy store in Little Falls, New Jersey, Chubsy Wubsy Toys brings you the best new toys from the brands you love without the hassle of pounding the pavement searching for them at larger retail stores. Visit them in person at their brand new home at 101 Newark Pompton Turnpike Suite 1 in Little Falls, New Jersey, or online at ChubsyWubsy.com. That's ChubsyWubsy.com. And tell them Adventures in Collecting sent you.
Did you know that CGC Video Games now offers cleaning services for your favorite collectibles? Make your collectibles look good as new and give them that extra life in our crystal clear holders. With professional cleaning for sealed, complete in box, and cartridge-only games, maximize the potential of your collection. Submit today at cgcgrading.com. That's cgcgrading.com.
Face it, shaker bottles suck. Your shakes always come out clumpy and they're a pain to clean.
You're right, Dave. That's why I decided to ditch my shaker bottle for good and get myself a BlendJet 2 portable blender. It makes perfectly blended shakes in just 20 seconds.
BlendJet 2 is portable, so you can blend up a smoothie at work, a protein shake at the gym, or even a margarita on the beach. It's small enough to fit in a cup holder, but powerful enough to blast through tough ingredients like ice and frozen fruit with ease.
BlendJet 2 is whisper quiet, so you can make your morning smoothie without waking up the whole house. It lasts for over 15 blends and recharges quickly via USB-C.
Best of all, BlendJet 2 cleans itself. Just blend water with a drop of soap and you're good to go.
With an array of colors, patterns, or even Disney-inspired designs to choose from, show off your personality while you're blending up something delicious on the go.
What are you waiting for? Go to BlendJet.com and grab yours today.
And be sure to use the promo code AICPOD12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. No other portable blender on the market comes close to the quality, power, and innovation of the BlendJet 2. They guarantee you'll love it or your money back. Blend anytime, anywhere with the BlendJet 2 portable blender. Go to blendjet.com and use the code AICPOD12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. Shop today to get the best deal ever.
And now back to the show.
Joe, what are some of your favorite memories from toy books?
Honestly, a lot of it was the circling. It was just like getting everything, getting it in my hand and just starting to circle everything and being like, you know, if you circle everything, you're bound to get something.
aim high.
The best part was like my brother and sister are 10 years older than I am. So it was just like, they never had the wish book. It was all me when I was younger. It was just like, no. Hand that off. You guys don't want toys. You guys don't want that stuff. It's all for me now. I'm the baby.
That's kitty stuff.
These are my toys. I mean, it was just circling all the things, being like, oh man, like I didn't even know this was coming out. Oh, this is coming out now. And then, you know, as you get older, and you know, N64 came out and Dreamcast and all that stuff, and it was just like, oh well. You know, I want that. I definitely want the Nintendo 64. And I was a Nintendo 64 kid. You know, remember that video? Yeah, that was me as well. I opened that up. Nintendo 64!
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the video game stuff was huge. And again, like, you know, so many memories with like early video game stuff, the yellow slips at Toys R Us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember the toys, like, the Toys R Us big toy book was more video games.
Yeah, I had a lot of video games.
It definitely it evolved into that. You know, when their song with toys and video, like that was at the very end. Video games, and it's like, oh yes, video games. Yes, yeah.
We do that games. Now.
Yeah, like I remember the Nickelodeon Super Toy Run, and you'd, you know, try to enter. I would be like, I just run down the video game aisle and just yellow slips.
Oh hell yeah!
Fill the cart with slips.
Yeah.
I mean, I got so much Power Rangers.
Who wants a bike? I want all these yellow slips.
Like, dude, so much Power Ranger stuff. I had, what were they called? It was like the big figures with like their power morphers had the red dots in them.
Yeah,
they were like the super
Bandai ones.
Yeah, it was like the super something collection. And then you had the evil space mutants. Never once did I get an evil space mutant. I had every single ranger. Had no villains. They had nobody to fight. My guys had nobody.
There was this, and I'm looking it up now because I remember. I'm trying to find the toy. Yeah, that's it. It's 1994. The red dragon Thunderzord. That was like. I wanted that thing more than anything else that year. And I, like, it was one of those things where like I circled it and then like would draw like a star next to it.
Oh, you did like, the starring too. Nice.
I was like, this is, if there's one thing, if there's one thing, please make it this one thing. And I do remember getting it and was like completely blown away by how cool it was. And that was like, geez, 1994. That was that like really like the height that from between like 94 to like 97, everything was Power Rangers, everything. And like, it was one of those things too, where at least, you know, in 94, 95, 96, I wasn't old enough to like I wasn't watching the news. I wasn't catching like the, you know, the reports about how difficult these things were to find, and like, you know, like none of that was, I was completely oblivious to it. It was just like, oh, it's in the wish book, so like, or the toy book, so I, you know, check, this is the thing I want.
Like one of these,
like going back in time now, it's like, now I know I was I was asking our mom to like, you know, please attempt the impossible.
You bring it back to Jingle All the Way. You were trying to get a Turbo Man.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. I just wanted Turbo Dragon Man.
Yeah, you just wanted the Turbo Man. It was red. It was red, yellow. You had it.
Yeah, Turbo Man doll.
Man, if we knew each other as kids, we could have totally, you know, played guys. We would have brought, you know, I would have brought my Power Rangers. You would have had your Power Rangers. Yeah. Perfect.
We could have sat crisscross applesauce and played guys. It would have been great. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned something a second ago, though, that I think is understated talking now about these guides is discovery. Like, a lot of times this was, you know, and Dave mentioned it before specifically with the starting lineup figures, too. But like a lot of times this was the first time you were seeing some of these toys, let alone seeing them all together at once, you know. Again, like it's just one of those things where it's like I can't believe this thing exists. I need it. You know, I had no idea it existed. This is the only way that you could find out about it. Yeah,
yeah. Unless you got an advertisement with like, you know, a new series of figures.
Yep.
Yeah, or you happen to come across a new one in a store and you saw the cross sell. Like, these were how you found out series were out.
Yep.
Or existed.
Yeah, I mean, like, how many commercials do you really get to? You know, you do, you know, you watch a lot of TV as a kid, you're watching cartoons and yeah, advertisements all over, but this was all compiled.
Yep.
This was a database.
And a lot of times those advertisements were plugging what was already in stores, you know, for obvious reasons, right? Like, you know, it wasn't showing off like the new thing always. Sometimes it was, you know, sometimes you did get like that new, you know, feature or something. But for the most part, it was showing you, you know, it was trying to drive hype for what was on shelves already. And people who were deep into toys, you know, even as kids, it was like, you know, I saw it at KB last week. You know, it's nothing new to me. But, you know, I'm kind of glad that the, you know, in a world where like everything is digital and, you know, everything is like a click away, it's still kind of nice that even though they're, you could argue they're kind of a shell of what they used to be, it's still kind of nice that they send out, you know, the toy book and or these catalogs. And, you know, who knows? I know Toys R Us, they're giving it the old try again.
Well, that, you know, you all get within the
Macy's,
you know, you get the Thanksgiving week circulars now and you're looking at, all right, which video games are on sale? All right.
Yep. Yep, the Black Friday sales that now go on for like 3 weeks.
Black Friday makes no sense.
1 week beforehand and like 3 weeks after.
Yeah. Shouts to our friend at Ringside who keep the Black Friday dream alive for 6 weeks. Good on them. Good on that. Pre-Black Friday, Black Friday. Black Friday 1.0, 2.0, 3.0, 4.0.
Don't forget the Cyber Mondays, too.
And then Cyber Monday, yeah. You get like 6 weeks of sales.
These now, it's like if you miss out, I mean, you're the busiest person alive because I...
And the only advice I could say to those who, you know, going off of the last 2 years, like the best Black Friday sales, like I got what is it? We're recording this. It's December 20th. I got two like brand new G.I. Joe classified figures, like the most like recent wave or so, for like $10 each at Target like 3 days ago. Like, we're so past, I mean, all of the sales and stuff.
Yeah, it's just like, with like a ringside sale, it's like get a whole wave for the price of like four figures.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, these guides weren't you know touting discounts. Usually, it was, you know, it was just
no. You had to get those like the week of or in store or what have you.
Yeah.
No, so like I was having this conversation with somebody the other day. Like when you think about kids today, right? They don't have the commercials like we used to have.
No,
they don't really have the wish book. So like, how do they know what they're interested in now? Like, what is these like hot properties for the kids? That are just like,
yeah, I saw a commercial for figures during Monday Night Raw. I almost fell over.
Whoa! Did you really?
Yeah,
Mattel's good about getting like 2 to 3 in a year. You know, they'll show up at like if you go to a live event,
and it's a great commercial, by the way, too.
Yeah, they usually get talent. I think the most recent one has Sheamus in it. Yeah, but they've done them with Kofi. They usually get, you know, substantial talent to be in them. But if you go to a live event, like when they're either at commercial break or if it's just a non-televised live event, they'll show them on like the Titantron in between, which is always fun. Shouts to our buddies at Mattel to help put those together. Really, really cool commercials. But you know, it's a great point because like, I mean, we don't have cable.
You know where I've seen more toy commercials these days than anywhere? YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah, they do show up on YouTube, but like,
and I saw like Squishmallows and like Fingerlings.
Yeah.
Were the last two toy commercials I saw.
It tends to be those the toys that show up in those commercials tend to be kind of like the viral things, like your Furbies, your Fingerlings, Squishmallows. Yeah, Furbies are back.
Furbies are back.
Like there, it's not like, you know, Marvel Legends are making, yeah, or even like the kid
for like the Tyco RC, like wall climber,
yeah.
Oh man,
which I had.
Yep.
Like my nephew, he's really into Ninja Turtles now, which is awesome.
Awesome.
That's, I love that. You know, he went to go see Mutant Mayhem. And now he's watching, like, what year did that, the CG animated Turtles cartoon come out?
The 2008 one? The
2008.
So is it more serious or is it, like, goofy?
The one that was just called TMNT?
I don't know. Yeah, I think it was just called, it was whatever the animated show that came out that was all computer generated on Nickelodeon.
2008. Yeah,
2008. 2008. Yeah, he's been watching that now. So, like, and he's like, oh, I want a Leonardo. I buy a lot of like retro stuff off of a guy on Instagram, and I found him like a super like flipping Leonardo. Probably spent more than I should have for a kid who's going to open it and play with it. But I was like, look, if I was buying it for myself, I'm going to open it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play with it. So, I sent him that, and he's like, Uncle Joe, can I get a shredder like this? And I'm like, maybe. I don't know if they made it, but so it's like,
if you get a chance, sort of kind of off topic, but not really, at American Dream, the mall, the Nickelodeon theme park, the turtle stuff in the theme park is based on those turtles, and they have those turtles in costume that you can do like meet and greets with. But it's the 2008 turtles.
That's pretty amazing, actually.
But like, if he's really into that, like, you should totally take him there, because there's like photo ops with like their turtle van, and they have like a family friendly turtle roller coaster that's called the Shredder. And you don't have to anymore. Like, you used to have to pay like a theme park rate to just get in. Now you can pay almost like a carnival. Like, you can just get like 5 tickets and just get on the one ride, and you can walk through the whole like theme park area, and they have like turtle merch that's, like I said, in the style of those turtles. So if you get a chance during like the holiday break,
they'll have to fly in. They live in Florida, unfortunately. Yeah.
All right. Well, if they're ever up here, definitely make it a point if he's still consuming that turtle 2008 turtle goodness.
I hope he's consuming turtles forever. I want him to be consuming all of these good things forever. My brother now has a full Castle Grayskull and like original MOTU figures, so
nice.
You know, he plays Masters of the Universe with my brother, and I'm like, good.
Good. Good.
Do it.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we've waxed poetic enough, I think, on the history of Toy Gods. This episode is airing on Christmas Day, so you know, what better way to close out an episode talking about holiday guides and all fun things for the holidays than from hearing from some of our previous guests, friends of the pod, with some lovely holiday wishes for everybody. But before we do that, you know, let's just sign off the three of us here. It's an absolute pleasure to do this podcast with my brother and one of our best friends, you know, every week. You know, you're hearing from us, and you know, we're on social media, and you know, it's just the community keeps growing. We say the AIC family. And we mean that. It's an awesome opportunity to get to talk to the people that we get to talk to, go to the places that we get to go to. You know, we certainly don't take that for granted. And it's something that we're very thankful for. And we hope everyone listening has an amazing holiday, has a healthy, happy, and prosperous new year. And Dave, Joe, anything you guys want to say before we kick it to our friends of the pod?
Yeah, thank you, everybody. You know, it's really cool getting the opportunities to do the things we get to do, and to really, you know, kind of share the stuff we enjoy with everybody. So thank you, everybody, and we'll see you next year. Have a great holiday. Enjoy all the times, however you choose to celebrate.
Awesome. Yeah. Stay collecting, everyone. That's what I want to say. Stay collecting. It's a great time to collect. It's a great community. I enjoy being a part of it as well. My office is just chock full of toys, and I love being a part of this show and getting to hear all this goodness and joy spreading through the world. I'm done.
Thank you for bringing your Yule time cheer and your log. Happy holidays, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Canik, and I'm shaking with excitement to wish you and all your listeners a happy holiday. I hope everyone got a Turbo Man this year to go with their major bendies and big rubber guys. Bye.
Hey, what's going on, Adventures in Collecting listeners? This is Zombie Sailor, the creative director of the hit toy line Wrestling's Heels and Faces. I just wanted to take this moment to wish everybody a happy holiday season. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa. Whatever it is that you celebrate, I hope you enjoy it with your family and your loved ones. It was a great year for us. We appreciate all our supporters. You guys take care. Enjoy yourselves. Happy, healthy New Year. All the best.
Hello, Adventures in Collecting voicemail. It's Stevie18 here, a.k.a. Steve Evans, a.k.a. Steve, a.k.a. Steven, a.k.a. Tink, a.k.a. whatever you want to call me. I just wanted to leave you a secret message to say happy holidays, Merry Christmas, or whatever you're celebrating this time of year, and thank you for helping us all get through a crazy, crazy 2023. I know it's been tough for everybody, but I love that the collecting community has stayed together and we keep pushing our passion. Anyway, 24 is going to get better and 25 is going to be even better. And we go onwards and we go upwards. Okay, I've got to go and make sausage rolls. Bye.
Hello, hello, Adventures in Collecting. It is Blaine with Things here, wishing you all the best in your holiday seasons and looking forward to what you guys have coming in the new year.
Hey, Adventures in Collecting. This is Magic Olmos from the Jaguars team for AEW. Just wanted to wish you guys a happy holiday and say thank you for all the support and coverage you guys have been giving us since day one. You guys have been there being nothing but the best towards us. So I just really want to thank you and wish you guys happy holidays.
Season's greeting, my friends. Long-time listener, first-time caller. This is Justin Kavanagh here. And on behalf of the entire team at Bandai Namco Toys and Collectibles America, a.k.a. BNTCA, we'd like to wish Adventures in Collecting, along with all of your listeners, a very happy and safe holiday season. You three are an absolute delight, and I look forward to the countless episodes to come. Mom, I'm on the phone with my internet friend. Hello. Not like you know anything about that. So what's your story? Anyway, Happy New Year, and keep rocking and rolling, baby. Thank you so much.
Hey, guys. Ryan Ting here from the inaugural Archie Award-winning Marvel Legends team. I want to wish the Adventures in Collecting podcast listeners a happy holiday season filled with more than just toys, but also family and friends, gratitude, and laughter. Thanks to the AIC crew, Eric and Dave, for another year of comprehensive action figure news coverage and some of the most insightful and entertaining interviews in the biz. Keep up the good work, fellas. Ole, 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 ole!
Hey, Adventures in Collecting. This is your boy, Kyle Wadiga of Super 7, a.k.a. the creator of Sexy Rat King. Just kidding, it was a team decision. But, for some reason, I'm the face. Anyways, wishing you guys a happy holiday. So excited for another year of podcasts, another year of great toys. Cheers to all of my contemporaries and colleagues in the toy industry who put out banger after banger, absolute fire, amazing pieces. Another record year for toys. Amazing, amazing work. As I like to say, the inmates are running the asylum now, and the work shows it. It's amazing. Everybody firing on all cylinders. It's an amazing time to be a collector, an amazing time to be a designer, an amazing time to just have, you know, any involvement with this amazing community that we are all part of. So cheers to 2024. Thanks a lot for 2023. Looking forward to what the future holds. Hope you guys are safe. Take care, everybody.
Thank you, dear listener, for hanging out with us today. Subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen, and then tell your friends to do it. Thanks also to Joe Azari, the golden voice behind our intro. Our music is Game Boy Horror by the Zombie Dandies. Find more about them both in our show notes.
Follow us on social media at AIC_podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Stop by and say hi, show us your toy hauls, and share your toy stories. Maybe we'll talk about it in a future episode.
Don't try this at home. Void where prohibited and some assembly required. Each sold separately, not a flying toy. Consult a physician if your toy run exceeds more than 4 hours.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.
Hold on, I fucked it up. Make sure you cut that. Santa doesn't curse.